The Alaska Board of Fish has narrowly voted down a request for additional restrictions on commercial harvest of Copper River King salmon. At a meeting today, the panel voted 4-3 against an emergency petition from the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee. Only 29,000 kings are forecast to return to the Copper River this year, and commercial fishers are allocated 70% of a 5,000 king harvest quota. Board member Reed Morsky of Fairbanks contended the weak return and harvest breakdown constitute an emergency.
We have basically 5,000 kings that we're trying to split up between the commercial sport, PU, and subsistence communities, and I'm very concerned that the equity is not there.
Upriver subsistence users will be limited to 2 kings, while personal use dip netters cannot keep any, and the king sport fishing is closed. Commercial fishermen are also facing restrictions on the Copper River Delta, and Fish Board Chair John Jensen of Petersburg said the situation is not an emergency.
I think the department's handling is cut way back on everybody, not just one user group over another.
The restricted commercial harvest is just getting underway, and board member Orville Huntington of Huslia advised deferring to state managers until the panel formally takes up Copper River issues later this year.
I could see a lot of traditional knowledge there that hasn't even been a part of our plan. And hopefully when we go back in, you know, we're going to be in the cycle, Copper River cycle, this winter, and that would be the time to bring these things up. When you bring it up at the last minute, right before when the fish are in the river, it's never a good idea.
Copper River salmon management proposals will be considered during a Board of Fish meeting on Prince William Sound finfish issues, December 1st through the 5th in Valdez.